welcome to the Sudden Radio Project. This is a brand new episode tonight, 28th of April, 2014. Turn out the lights, grab your drink, and listen.
They watched your grandmom. They watched your kids. They watched the nuns go down on each other. Old spirits say play it safe. Whirlpools of blacks and browns. Colored palettes of others. Not radiant white. Confused. But it's somebody's fault. The NASDAQ ain't right.
They listen to yours, even listen to theirs. Polyps bursting in air. Over thy wounds leeching. The last minutes of mystic innocence before the party changes, hoarding interest for a dangerous rainy day. Just in case, you never know. We'll see. We'll see.
They poked other kings who prodded our guns and threw up on the faces of infants who got in the way of the algorithms. Damn software. They chewed into our cheeks, accused faces of hiding an ideal so vague the wind ignores its droppings.
Then devoured their own brains to look for the meat of a faith still stuck in the womb. The mystic norm needs guards. Listen to that, look at this, and to them, and those over there. We were right to stock buckshot, after all.
Yeah, well, they shredded your grandmom into harmless periwinkled embroidered pate, just to be sure. Just to be sure.
You're late.
But why aren't you up in the salon?
I was waiting for you. No one else has arrived.
Then I am not late.
You're drunk.
It's the compendium.
No, it's not. It's you wanting more to evoke the tortured, starving writer look more than actually writing.
I'm published, Jing. Lest you accuse me of navel-gazing. Shall we? Oh, where is the public that I long for?
I don't think the Jefferson idea of an open public is one in which a drunk dentist pontificates until he falls headfirst into his latte. Speaking of which, order one. A double espresso with a latte chaser. I am not going up to the salon with you in this condition.
It's my unalienable right to be drunk. It's an expression of my liberty. What the hell is that?
Handel, if you didn't spend your formative years reading political propaganda, you'd have a little culture. Marxism doesn't work. I'm glad you finally saw reason. Welcome back.
I like it. Got a nice stumpty tum to it. Where the fuck is Voltaire?
Working. Were you waiting for him to wander by? You know the market mechanism. Just stagger over there and order, Dennis. You're starting to glaze over.
What is his real name?
Jay, I think. Go.
My public!
Don't stop him, Manny. He needs coffee.
That's me. A public of one. What's wrong with him?
He was up all night drinking all over his encyclopedic compendium of goulash. Whether he actually wrote anything is still a question to be answered.
How did you ever date him?
The Dark Ages. Before I found my individual liberty. Ooh, and how dark.
You have no hard feelings, it seems.
Reason is and ought only to be the slave of the passions.
Is that David Hume?
Yeah, I don't agree. But I did once, in another era.
If there is something you know, communicate it. If there is something you don't know, search for it.
Oh, God. Why does Jay let him stand on the countertop?
Good for business. Cafe Procope and all that. Draws in the radicals. He usually falls after a few minutes anyway.
If there is something you know, communicate it. If there is something you don't know, search for it.
What does he mean?
Got me. Maybe his debit card bounced.
Let's go upstairs to the courtyard. I think he's really looking for a handout, and he owes me $40 already.
Salon, my dear. Salon. Don't let him hear you call it a courtyard. Who else is coming?
Our usual public. You know, if we really believed in the inclusive public, we wouldn't have our salon upstairs, but here amongst the real public.
Lucky for them we go upstairs, huh? But it's open. Anyone can drop in. Or drop up.
Nor drop out.
That's 2 centuries later. Ready? Ah, that's more like it. The chairs of the 21st century are so hard. Give me a horsehair chase any day.
You're delivering for him?
He's too drunk to make it up the stairs. I'm protecting my antique china cups and saucers.
What?
Where is he? He was right behind me on the stairs.
Look at the bottom.
He's not there. I'll go look. Put the saucer on that so it doesn't cool off. I'll push him up the stairs.
I'm not sure all this Hogarth inspires me, especially not marriage a la mode.
Too close to the bone?
It doesn't foster the idea of independence, does it? In marriage, there's no common sense.
It's just a pain.
Very funny, but where are we going? Who are we going to fight for our freedom from tyranny? The only tyrants left are the government. The 13 oppressed colonies are up here.
Okay.
Will you stop reading and look up? I'm pointing to my head.
Oh, sorry.
The front part of this century has to be the age of action. We've lost independence again. We have to free ourselves from the manacles of capitalism we willingly bought with our distracting paycheck. Jefferson believed that education was a way to save the nation. Well, he didn't say save, but to help or advance the nation. Now it must be the way to save the nation.
First of all, in this century, the idea of nation is a little fuzzy. Secondly, I don't think you realize what an enormous idea you've thrown out there. Independence means war. Are you ready for that?
I'm ready for the ideas of liberty, democracy, independence, and individualism to reappear. How we get to them is still a question. We have to translate the idea of a republic of letters.
You've gotten political this week. Last week you were only worried about your failing dishwasher.
Yes, middle-class problems of privilege wear me out. Taking care of them is not rewarding.
Ah, Nikolai, good morning to you, comrade.
Well, it is morning for me. I'm on swing shift. Not much of a crowd. Where's the blowhard? He's always here.
You didn't see him downstairs? Maybe he's in the bathroom throwing up.
Oh, all right, I'll check.
What's going on? Did you tell Dennis?
No, not yet. He won't care. We're over that.
You underestimate what an adolescent he still is, Jean. He's stuck in his own time.
Well, I'll tell him. Maybe today.
How is Marta?
She's fine. Doing well. We had our first ultrasound on Thursday. Baby looks healthy.
Did you bring Tony?
Yes.
Did it freak out the hospital?
No, no. More and more people are coming to accept alternative families. Except my mom. She's more like Dennis than he wants to know. She's trapped in the past.
How's it working out with the three of you?
Good. Terrific, in fact. We're going to have to get 2 queen-size beds side by side if we all want to continue to sleep together. It's a little cramped, but the day-to-day stuff is working out well.
Sex?
Again, terrific. A pansexual household without the Julie Jim angst. Very independent. They are both great lovers. I feel amazing things when I'm loving them both at once.
What will you do when the dopamine wears off?
We'll survive, if that's what you're asking.
He's vanished. I found this shoe on the counter, but Dennis is nowhere to be found. We've looked everywhere, inside and out, on the patio, on the street even.
Where could he go with one shoe?
You looked in the bathroom.
First place. He's not answering his phone either.
Well, he often lets it die, so that's not a surprise.
Ah, a public. Here they come. Now it's a real salon. Get out your writing, Nikolai, and let's have at it.
Oh, it's on my tablet. Give me a minute to boot it.
Hey, my phone is dead. Can I see yours? Are you gonna watch John D?
Fuck yeah! Okay, it's almost time.
How do you find it?
You don't have to. Her hackers slam into Tweetface. Hey, look, honey, it's on.
The train's coming.
Fuck the motherfucking train! It's John D! It's gonna be a war. A war.
The end of the law is not to abolish or restrain, but to preserve and enlarge freedom. This power to act according to discretion for the public good, without the prescription of the law, and sometimes even against it, is that which is called prerogative.
Hey, hey, stop moving around. I can't see.
Fuck, lost the connection. All right, let's go. I guess I don't have to hear her to know that she's out there fighting the big fight, squashing the imperialists.
Until they find her camp.
You don't have a revolutionary spirit. Are you with us?
Oh, good. From revolutionary to fascist. If I don't have the revolutionary spirit, are you going to kill me?
Fuck you! I'm gonna try again.
Shall ever afterwards bring with it those frightful ideas, and they shall be so joined that he can no more bear the one than the other.
You know, don't you, that she's just quoting? Well, that's John Locke, I think, a philosopher and politician. He helped write the... it doesn't matter. You want a revolution? You want to stop the wars? No. Don't listen to political philosophy. Listen to your humanism. John Dee is very smart, but she's trying to repeat revolutionary history. You can't. Underneath it all, she's a romantic. The new revolution has to be a human one. Has to be about staying human, or we'll just have a new regime and old politics.
Who the fuck are you? You look like imperialist slime. How much did your shoes cost?
Stop reacting, honey. He's another person who makes sense. It's what I've been trying to tell you all along. You're so fucking pissed off, you just want to back away from shit and fight for the sake of fighting.
I don't need this asshole.
Stop. I can't stay with you if you're going to be angry all the time. I told you, I can't do it.
Have you two eaten today?
See? A fucking capitalist handout so he can chip off some of his guilt.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up and fucking listen to someone else for a minute.
Let's go to dinner. Let's talk. Get off the next stop. I'm not weird, really.
Very pervy prick. Like I'd go with you.
A public place. A public place. A real dinner. For three, really. 2 hours.
Why?
I'm not sure. I like your zeal. I recognize something in both of you. I think I can help. Anger is not bad, but could we just have dinner together?
Fuck.
What harm can it do?
There's a rally in the square in an hour. Jean D will speak.
God. Fuck Jean D in the ear. Just this once, can we have our own lives back for a minute?
Of course, it's my treat. I feel this moment has come to us.
You'd better have money. Throw it around, see if the dogs dance, the old shit from an old rat.
Honey, Would you just please, for 2 minutes, be yourself? Shay was cute, but he wasn't lovable.
Hey, there you are. I've been looking on the whole train for you. Is she still on?
We're giving the revolution a rest for a minute.
Whoa, that's how it happens. 1 minute of lazy, and you're part of the problem.
Yeah, well, I guess.
It's a war, you know.
You up in my shit, fuck?
Better walk off while you still can. She had a guy like you for breakfast.
Imperialists, fascists, suits, turncoats, the day is coming!
What's your name?
Dennis.
All right, Dennis.
What?
We'll do it.
Fuck that.
I'll have dinner with you.
I'm not leaving you alone with him, baby. Damn. I guess I have to go, too.
Be civil. Only if you're civil.
Civil? That makes me smile.
Hey, you drunk?
Well, just enough to remember how to think.
I read your new piece last night.
You subscribe?
I do now. Seemed like a good journal. A little contemporary lit won't hurt us. Cheaper online. Funny how you made Dennis the real quiet revolutionary and me a blowhard. Is that how you see me?
No. The only part of you that's in her is the need for evolution. I was just running with the name thing. That Jean Delmont could become Jean D, like you know who. I was just playing to start, and then it came out like it came out. My characters lead me. What did you think?
Grim view of the future. The ending is a little out of nowhere shocking. After the three of them hook up, it's funny that Dennis...
The Dennis character.
Right. The Dennis guy has been a drunk so long that it's keeping him alive, and he can't work with the women unless he's drunk. That's a new twist. I smiled.
Well, sometimes I think that's Dennis. For one thing, he's an absolute bore when he's sober. He's like a poet when he's inebriated, and he can barely put a sentence together when he's not. Where in the hell did he get to?
Hey, Voltaire.
Yeah?
Could I have another? Did Dennis show up?
Nope. Just a shoe. Wherever he is, I hope his foot isn't cold.
You'll find him under a table when you clean up.
Good. Something to look forward to. Besides normal life.
Isn't that really what all the talk is about? Planning and a revolution and the philosophy and the navel-gazing?
Huh? What?
Something to have on the horizon to take the sting out of everyday life. We want to feel the Belle Epoque, but all the time. I'm getting to the point where everyday life is what I need to please me.
The comfort, like mac and cheese?
Your first assumption is that I've sold out. Interesting. You should know better. More and more, now that I've picked a path, there's a certain zen about doing the everyday thing.
Sounds Eastern, Manny. You're going to tell me a story about how you nurtured the little cactus plant in the corner of your garden that almost died, and your next-door neighbor with cancer came back to life because you took care of that cactus in the bleak midwinter.
You are a romantic. You make fun of it, but don't you find it weird to be able to come up with such a clear picture of romanticism?
And why did you make your piece like a radio script? There's no real outlet to produce such a thing anymore, is there? I mean, for cash.
I have a friend who has a friend who has a... You know, art is going to be our revolution. That's why we're up here, isn't it, Jean? The funding for the arts has dried up, and the public, to go back to Jefferson, has little public access to see how or what they think about themselves.
Only corporate media, salesmen. Indie doesn't even mean indie anymore.
Right. We won't know what we think about ourselves until we learn through art.
That's old, you know, Manny. Well known.
But still true. Graffiti and hip-hop started in the Bronx for the same reason, you know.
Yeah, yeah. The project's being demolished, art being cut from the K-12 inner city budget, the subways cutting through the projects. I remember. It is true that hip-hop was the most powerful new art form of the 20th century.
I know what I'll do. I'll rewrite my script. Only Jean D is a revolutionary who's waving art as a sword, maybe with hip-hop lyrics, inspiring people to create instead of destroy.
Oh, balls. I can just hear the John fucking Williams swelling up on the soundtrack. Hollyweird will love it. Vomit bag, please.
Huh?
Nothing. Nikolai, are you going to read us something or just surf on your tablet? You haven't even been listening. What's the point of coming to the salon if you're not in it? You can surf at home.
I'm here. Actually, Ms. Stein, I was revising, but I've decided to read this thing by Rambeau that he wrote in a letter instead. It's related to what you two were talking about. Simple, but better than my stuff.
Hello, honey.
Ah, the brain trust of the salon. Where's the drunken Baudelaire?
Disappeared. Actually gone. Hey, Tony, how you been?
Marta, honey, didn't expect you to come today after this morning.
I'm feeling better. These are my peeps.
I'm crawling along. I'm showing at Merrill Milnes next week. Here's an advert.
Did you finish your big, horsey, millennial...
Yes. It's okay, and loaded. You have to know when to let go. I had a deadline at the gallery. That helps. The paint might still be wet. I have to warn you, there's less politics and more psychology than I'd planned. I can't help swaying to the relationship of community these days, and I can't tell why I'm...
Voltaire, she'll have one of those herbal tea things that tastes like hot water with newspaper.
Honeysuckle and cinnamon herbal, it's called, I think. Thank you, Voltaire.
You got it.
So, hey, folks, do we want to keep this up next year? Hogarth and all?
Sure, why not?
You're going to have a baby.
It's a child, not a chain. We'll still be mobile, Manny. Look at the Greblos. They went to a rock concert 2 weeks after the baby was born. There's three of us to take care of the baby, too.
Okay, I was just wondering.
You all want to keep it going?
Sure. I think we need it. The period slippers here are warm, comfy, but really... I think we've made a community of ourselves, art or no art. We could be meeting here to discuss planetary gears and differentials, and it would still be the same.
No, it, wouldn't. For one thing... I wouldn't be here.
You know what I mean.
I do. I don't mean like a stupid sitcom. I think we really have found...
No maudlin. No.
I don't have to say it at that. I want to discuss the history of arts and philosophy and...
All that shit.
Yes, but I want to...
We want to discuss it together, don't we? Then act. Put something on, will you, Manny?
Trené, la mer.
If I can find it.
This is what Rambeau wrote in a letter.
To who?
No idea.
Red Skelton.
Buck Skelton.
Jack Skellington.
Skeletor.
The Skells.
Coming full circle, the government. Overthrow by art.
So, Rambeau wrote, I'm now making myself as scummy as I can. Why? I want to be a poet. And I'm working at turning myself into a seer. You won't understand any of this. And I'm almost incapable of explaining it to you. The idea is to reach the unknown by the derangement of all the senses. It involves enormous suffering. But one must be strong and be a born poet.
According to your tablet, he wrote that to Izambard.
Who's that?
God in heaven.
And he has his shoe. He's been out for a sojourn in the...
He's been out. See the drool trail on his shirt?
In order not to feel time's horrid fartal bruise on your shoulders.
Here we go.
Sorry. He's a little... we'll buy you another latte. Hope it didn't get on you.
Okay, people of culture, gather round. It seems the soul of the salon has returned.
Always be drunk. That's it. The great imperative. In order not to feel time's horrid fardle bruise your shoulders, grind you into the earth, get drunk and stay that way. On what? On wine, poetry, virtue, whatever. But get drunk, and if you sometimes happen to wake up on the porches of a palace, in the green grass of a ditch, in the dismal loneliness of your own room, your drunkenness gone or disappearing, ask the wind, the wave, the star, the bird, the clock. Ask everything that flees, everything that groans or rolls or sings, everything that speaks. Ask what time it is. And the wind, the wave, the star, the bird, the clock will answer you. Oh, time to get drunk. Oh, stay drunk on wine, virtue, poetry, oh, whatever. Whoa,
whatever.
Not to abolish or restrain, but to preserve and enlarge freedom. This power to act according to discretion for the public good, without the prescription of the law, and sometimes even against it, is that which is called prerogative.
What is it we're doing? Why do we come together like this? What? This is that moment before the storm. A storm that swirls chaos into some kind of order. At least we think it's order. We've been doing this for
Nathan Fillion.
We've been doing this for.
He would have been a good choice, even for live action. I think.
Over the lantern. Yeah, he would have been totally right for that role. I mean, granted.
What is it we're doing? Why do we come together like this?
He would have been right for it, but I don't
know. This is that moment before the storm. Yeah, I don't know. A storm that swirls chaos into some kind of order. At least we think it's order. We've been doing this for.
They
dialed everybody's
up. We've been doing this for 13 years. Been doing it for 13 years.
I didn't see a picture on here.
He's part.
I know all these people.
He's part Native American.
And then I really don't know these people.
He's really tall. That's very bizarre. And he's just a great guy.
He doesn't have very.
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
You can say that as long as she doesn't take it out of the building, we're fine, you know?
The Duke of Seating! I know where everyone sits, and that is your place.
You don't have a car there.
It's my name.
Why is he screaming?
No, he was screen test.
And Brian,
my name's on one of these.
Yeah,
pieces. Yeah. So I this is scratch on the bottom.
Yeah.
It's James
Brothers. So it's take place in a hospital.
Salvation Holidays.
Okay. Our waiting room, that's right. And
they're good.
There are two corners.
Traveling on.
One, there's the 24th. March.
It was up to Enumclaw.
And
where's that?
No, no.
Go up to Tacoma, turn right, and then give up all hope. And then that's pretty much. It's about 400 miles from here.
Like this one.
Well, I think no, but it's closer to Puyallup. It was nice. They invited us up, and of course, what does my son cook? He cooked a ham.
I don't know. Did I?
Why would you
give him the
ham?
Oh, you can't
eat ham. Because you don't have pectins in your
hands. Can't eat much. Just by making these really great mashed potatoes, this is awesome.
This is, he did this to me last week, too. Last week, he said, you want to meet up for beer and blah, 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 and I said,
and what magical animal is
this? Which one is that?
Oh, shit. So it's like, stop apologizing. Does this serve your food? I had a lovely salad, and I had mashed potatoes without pancetta, but it was still really sweet, really nice. Got to play with my grandchildren.
Oh my gosh, you're great.
Yes.
You could marry into it.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like a TV dinner.
Oh, yeah. My oldest son is pushing 30, and my youngest son is like 24, and both of them are married. And
just un regard pour comprendre que c'est dans tes yeux que je me sens le mieux. Juste un sourire pour te dire que j'ai besoin de toi.
Att de skapade ur ett stort medlidande och ett behov av att hjälpa. Nu var dumt. Nej, nu ska du prata! Om du har någonting att säga till din jävla ringa! Nu
behöver vi inte längre så kastar du bort dem.
Ja, jag hör utmärkt väl hur det låter. Hur falskt det låter. Du har använt mig och så kastar du bort mig. Det är så det har blivit, varenda ord. Så de är glas i det. Nej, låt bli!
Une petite étincelle pour bien plus qu'un soir. Puisque tu veux me donner ta main pour tout le temps qu'on sera bien. Puisque tu veux partager mon chemin. Moi je dis oui.
And my youngest, I performed a wedding song. We see them a lot because they live right by us.
So is this for radio? Is this the right format? Or is it
just kind of put it?
Well, is it formatting?
Så inte så roligt heller. Men nu har jag alltid ditt skratt.
Wireless mics, you know, like
5,000 people.
Well, the place was packed. I mean, I'm sitting here going, man, truly, you know, if we're lucky, we'll get these numbers on High Holy Days, but it's like, you know, here, it's just like packed out on a random Sunday. And they did,
you
Måste det vara så här? Är det verkligen viktigt att man inte ljuger? Att man talar sanning och att man har äkta tonfall? Kan man leva överhuvudtaget utan att prata hit och dit? Ljuga och svänga sig och komma med undanflykter? Är det inte bättre att man ger sig själv lov att vara slö och slapp? Lögnaktig? Kanske till och med blir lite bättre om man låter sig själv vara som man är. Nej, du förstår inte. Du förstår inte vad jag säger. Så som du är åtkomlig. Doktorn sa att du var mentalt frisk, men jag undrar om inte din galenskap är värre än de värsta. Du spelar frisk. Det värsta är att du gör det så bra så alla tror dig. Alla utom jag, för jag vet hur rutten du är.
I was in choir and I was in orchestra.
She's in coupe traffic.
Isn't she usually on time?
Yeah, the traffic out of the coupe is nuts.
The coupe.
Traffic into Portland. The coupe is. It's always good in Nantucket.
When they were talking about the red coats across the river.
They run Portland down. They talk about Portland over there. They do. I'm not going down there. I'm not going down there.
But of course, I tell them Gresham.
It's more redneck than rural Georgia, really.
Wow.
No, it is.
Haven't been down by Dothan.
We didn't go to the basement yet.
Give me Jimmy the lock. It's worth the trip.
Who's slot?
Well, the other person.
Okay. So, this is not
they have to make the insomniac. The insomniac.
Somewhat fresh, so I figured we get through most of that, okay. But it was over half.
Okay.
I mean, my rule is if it smells a little bit, turn half.
Martha. Speak quick, it is fair now, but there may be rains, and I have much business on the farms.
I well know it.
We are agreed.
Yes, and for why? It is not difficult to tell, because your estate has wanted for its master these many, many weeks.
You speak the truth, and it is a boon to our marriage that we are so often agreed.
In reference to our marriage, you arrived yesterday not wearing the locket with my picture.
The chain was broke crossing the Patapsco River.
I did not like that crossing.
The water is uncommon deep.
I do not like boats. I do not like water. I do not like travel to and from New York or Philadelphia, or especially Valley Forge. I do not like any of it.
I know, my dearest. Travel is uncomfortable. I will have Anderson's man repair the chain today. I miss it when it is not lying against my breast. Here, I have purchased in Baltimore your favorite violet-scented snuff.
Ah, I shall need it to produce a tolerable degree of tranquility.
I beg you briefly tell me your concerns.
It is the party.
Parties of people are upon us every afternoon for dinner, most staying for breakfast.
No, not regular guests. My party. My summer family party.
The party that is to be in 2 weeks' time?
Yes, the party without a single politician invited, nor a single thought of politics contemplated.
That suits me well enough. And?
Is there some other party you have engaged and not told me?
No, but I propose we let parties be the subject of an evening after my work is done.
It must not be so.
And why ever not?
I may not do my day's work if we wait until evening, and you will not know what your directions for today's work may be.
Still, what does that signify when even now we agree there are 1,000 things to be done?
We have agreed in the past many times, I grant you. Yes, full many times since that day in 1759 when you shipped sundry goods for a bride.
Reminiscence? This is not like you. I am eager for the outdoors, and Anderson is waiting for me this instant. Pray, command me.
'Tis not in mortals to command success.
To answer by your method, what must I do to deserve your leave?
I'm glad you remember that quotation. Then you also remember, to deserve your leave, you must do your duty.
I do, but I have no time. I must leave for my business, and yet I stand here tied to your words, so I pray you unleash them all at once.
Your business?
My business. My grounds, my wheat, my grist mill, my...
Your grounds, but my dower share. My servants, my money spent to improve the mill and change over from tobacco to wheat, and my party.
Why, Widow Custis, I thought you and I were united, one flesh.
The minister said so. Was I a pretty bride in 1759?
You were, and I retain an unalterable affection for you.
But can we remain united when we are always separate by so demanding a mistress? She is more taxing than Mrs. Fairfax.
Mrs. Fairfax and I were young. It was innocent.
Perhaps, but Congress is guilty.
Our duty is to the nation. You'd chide me for it?
First the camp, now the Congress. Do I not plainly advise you don't go?
Did I not plainly beg as long as you come with me?
And did we not plainly agree there's none to oversee this estate? That should be your business. Let Adams and Hamilton make speeches.
Don't you know the presidency was against my will?
No, I don't, because you hardly consulted me about it, and that is hard to forgive. I scarce know how you felt about it. Triumphant, I suppose.
No! Martha, I felt like a culprit going to the place of execution, facing an ocean of difficulties. But I knew we could face it with integrity.
And firmness.
Yes, that's the word.
Well, let us, please. Please let us spend fewer days in New York and more days here in Virginia.
You have some judgment. I must give it some reasonable thought. But this is not the hour for such a debate. A party? What needs have you? There's rum enough in our stores for any number of guests.
Rum is a red coat drink. I would have a French drink. Champagne.
It must be rum, for where shall I get us champagne?
I bid the Marquis ship it from France, and it lies anchored at Alexandria, waiting for you to fetch it.
That dear fellow... Mrs. Washington, you are a clever wife. I have always said so.
I know it.
I see why your cheeks are flush. So this is all. Only it be a woman turning choleric over a case of French wine. My fears are allayed, and I must be going now, so...
It is some deal more than a case. I hold a letter here from your federal excise officer. He has writ here to me from the port in Alexandria, quotation, that the law... Here he is referring me to the law you and your enlightened Republicans ratified, empowers and instructs me to seize and tax the import of the foreign goods in this cargo. Go then, sir, and pay your own tax you made law, and bring me my shipment of wine for my party, which, as you know, is Saturday next.
A government must have the authority to tax, Martha, or it would have no money to do anything.
I hope you make certain the government uses the money to pay what's owed those poor soldiers.
A grave injustice.
You will not levy another tax. Say on tea?
Not on tea. Depend upon it. Not when the radicals from Boston still live, nor especially if the First Lady warns against it.
She does. A government must have money to pay its debts, but a party must have spirits to enliven its guests.
Well, I will spare Anderson today with a few coins and a cart for it.
No.
No?
No. You will need more than one cart, and according to your officer of the excise, more than a few coins.
For a few cases of wine?
It is not a few cases, but a, quotation, large and heavy cargo, duly weighed and measured as tallied below. So says your taxation officer.
How much is the tally? Show me his letter.
First, let me explain that the Marquis knew not when he might again be able to supply his dear friend Washington again. That is why he sent so great a quantity.
God protect him. France will soon have its own constitution, and that splendid fellow will help lead them to it.
But now I fear France has nothing but bloodshed.
I know it well. Through what variety of untried being, through what new scenes
and changes must he pass? I liked calling you the general better. But the Marquis's gift. I advise you, sir, go yourself to Alexandria today, for you know how troublesome taxation officers are, be they English or American.
I? Go to Alexandria? Today?
And before you leave, it would be wise to instruct Anderson to dig out a wine cellar, since you still delay improving the grist mill.
You know I have plans to improve it further, but a wine cellar?
And once we could grind enough grain, why could we not sell more of our own whiskey? Even taxed, it yields a goodly profit, you've said.
When I am finished with my term and
oh, yes, your mistress, the Congress. She would chide you if you spent more time with your wife in our estate, attending our business, my business.
I must do my duty to...
Yes, well, your duty today is take this letter, for you will need a fleet of carts, and take this envelope, for you will need a stack of currency.
How much cargo, Martha? How much? Did Lafayette send a letter of explanation?
What our dear friend the Marquis sent is 2 cases of champagne and from his own estates in the Loire, 1,000 cases of wine.
1,000?
He feared the revolutionaries might destroy it. He would rather we drink it. Here is your taxation officer's valuation.
This will rout our bank. We may have land, but we have scarce any currency on hand.
Lack of currency is why I have advised you to increase distillery production. Indeed, my dearest, it is a goodly sum. If you were a monarch, you might avoid it. But as popular statesmen bowing to the will of the common people, you must groan under the tax upon our friends' generosity.
Lafayette has exceeded the bounds of friendship many times, but this, you and he will make me a pauper.
If you were not gone so often playing president, you might better manage Mount Vernon. As I have told you, and told you again. Now we have goods in Alexandria. Will you go and do your duty to me and our family?
Martha, I should rather face a musket charge by Howe's redcoats than your dissatisfaction.
So then, will you devote more of yourself to your family?
I am obliged to see to the ratification of the Constitution by all the states.
You are also obligated to me.
It is my earnest and ardent desire to pursue any plan that is most likely to produce your contentment.
Good. Dress warmly, George, since it may rain.
on the committees that will help him the most.
Marty!
Joe!
So here you are, hiding out, partner.
Couldn't take the noise, partner.
Thought you might be worried.
Aren't you? You watching it? It's getting closer. What's going on in there?
It'll be okay. Still raining.
Who would have ever thought it would be this close?
We'll be fine. Don't worry.
NBC just said you're only ahead by a few hundred votes. So, okay. I'll worry for you. What if you don't win?
We aren't talking about that. No point.
Then what are we talking about? You empty? Have another whiskey.
I'm fine.
Yeah? Then I'll have a double.
That's good stuff. It's from the George Washington Distillery. You know, they're making it by hand, just like they did in the 1700s.
Yeah? You sure you don't want one? Could be a scary night, Joe.
Working families and listening and learning from the people of our state and in the last.
Look at that. Can you believe that idiot? Old Dominion. Sentimental politics. You ever tried that in your career, Marty? Ever?
No. I've got low ambitions. I just know we can maybe keep things getting any worse in Virginia.
Well, I think.
I just am always amazed the populace swallows this garbage. What a pity it is I can only die once to serve our country. I'm the guy who served. He never served, and he trots this out for his election day push.
His voters will choke when there's no drinking water left. Scarier by the minute, Joe. If you don't beat him, I may move to Nova Scotia.
Probably snowing in Nova Scotia. How many precincts to go? 9?
8. Gonna be close. What are you gonna do if you lose?
No point. Don't worry.
You must be drunk. Don't worry. Sheesh. Well, I'm not joking. I may just get a different passport.
Right.
I'm serious.
We said that we were going
to. I'm serious. I'm either going to be Lieutenant Governor of Virginia or common citizen of the state of shit, because that's what this state's going to be. Still good water in Nova Scotia.
They want to talk about issues, particularly economic security.
They haven't fracked everything all up.
I think running a positive campaign was really the key to our winning tonight.
Listen, Senator, you might get cold, Marty. All that snow. Nothing to keep you warm. Nova Scotia. They have central heating.
Joe, you're joking with me, right?
Your glass is empty.
Answer my question.
I'm just saying.
You were just saying what? You were just saying? You're just saying you're changing your whole goddamn energy policy on me on election night?
No, a slight modification. That's all.
You were talking to Anderson out there, weren't you? He got in your ear. He said they had a new technology or some bullshit new methods. Were you? Answer me. Were you talking to Anderson?
Okay, so I was talking to Anderson. Keep your voice down.
You son of a bitch, Joe. It's the same thing. There's no plan for the future. You can't undo it once you've...
You drunk, Marty?
Am I drunk? There's no going back once you've fractured the ground to pieces. Anyway, looks like you're the son of a bitch.
Keep your voice down. Our friends are in the next room.
Friends? You better come clean with me, because I'm shouting a whole lot louder if you're changing your stance on hydrofracking.
Come on, Marty. Marty, take it easy.
Halliburton will be the death of us all yet, the bastards. Anderson? Friends? You bastard! They've got to be stopped, remember? You're the one who said that during your campaign!
Keep it down. You're overreacting. They're...
Are you going to brand me an insurgent now, Joe? Is this it? You've made last-minute deals to help you win?
Marty, I too want to win. I also want people to have power so they can do things. That's what politics is, stupid. You forget that because you're just a hanger-on.
I'm a what?
Sorry, partner.
Right. I guess you're right. You're right. You're so right. I didn't know how right.
stop. Stop. I shouldn't have.
No, you should. You're right. But I'm not anymore. That's it. Thanks for everything, Joe. It was like a marriage. We had good times and bad. But I resign. Divorce. Whatever.
Marty, this way. You're overreacting. Let's talk this out.
It's too... Ah, shit. Look. NBC says you lost, Joe.
Shit. What? By 150 votes? I can't believe it. I'm gonna get out there. Maybe there's something maybe a recount or...
Don't forget your coat and hat. It's raining, Joe. Gonna be dirty water, Joe. You don't want to get sick and die like George Washington. Right, Joe? Right? Right? Right?
Sober up, Marty, before you come back out. Don't ruin your career.
My career? Sober up for what? The demise of Old Dominion? Bastards. I'm having another drink for the road. The road to Nova Scotia.
We'd like to thank the contributors in tonight's program: Steve Copen, Sharon Mann, Sharon McAllister, Sharon Greblow, Sharon Lumiere, Sharon Howington, Matt Lutwick, James Lawrence, Randall Howington, Todd Greblow, Linda American, Connor Kearns, Shan Applegate, and Alexander the Seamster Lumiere. Join us next month for a completely new Sudden Radio project. We hope you enjoyed radio theater. Listen to us the fourth Monday of every month here on KBOO.FM.
Stay tuned for the Tiki Cha Cha Club.
Let's put on the show.
Olé, olé, it's show time.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room.
Welcome to our tropical hideaway, you lucky people, you. If we weren't in the show starting right away, we'd think the audience too.
All together in the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room.
All the birds sing word and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room.
The boys in the back are called macaws.
Because of their claws?
No, because they're macaws. And our fine feathered friend is a jolly toucan. And two can sound better than one toucan can.
In the tiki 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 room. In the tiki 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 room.
All the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room.
All the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room. All the birds sing words and the flowers croon. In the tiki 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 room.
Taking you to faraway places and bringing them home to you. This is the Tiki Cha-Cha Club.